Welcome to the Sigmund Cinema Podcast, where all things movie related are broken down, discussed, put back together, and discussed some more. Here's your host, Sigmund.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me. For today's topic, we are going to talk about something I'm sure all of us can relate to. We are going to start this episode with a few responses from my IG followers. But first and foremost, let's get to the topic, which is movie theater etiquette, or lack therefore of. So, on my Instagram a little while back, about a week ago, I posted a question. What is your worst movie theater experiences? I got quite a few responses from some followers. I will be reading that in a few. But first, like I said, this is a very interesting topic. This is definitely going to be a series. Let's call it a mini-series of little mini-sodes or whatnot. The movie theater experience is a unique one. It could be uniquely great. It could be uniquely bad. So for modern movie-going experiences, we're going to run into characters from different sides of the spectrum. So, of course, it's not going to be anything eventful or worth talking about if somebody is overly respectful, quiet, keeping to themselves, being neat. But the other end of the spectrum, you got messy, rude, loud people. And This can and does and usually appear in different forms when it comes to being fitting under this category of bad etiquette. I'm talking texting, being on the phone, just talking loud in general, snoring, and that's just for starters. But trust me, a lot of that is going to be brought up later. We're going to kick this off with the responses of these questions that I mentioned, the aforementioned question, which was your worst movie theater experiences. Of course, I will shout out the Instagram user as I read them off. We're going to get to some of these. See what's what. Let's start simple. Here we go. Random. This comes from Instagram user Roshi Rating Wa. That is R-O-S-H-I underscore R-A-A-D. I'm sorry. R-A-I-D-I-N-G underscore Y. And she simply stepped in vomit. That's nasty. That's nasty. And here's one from Zombie Food. That's the word zombie underscore F-U-D-E. And he says, people talking so much during the movie that he and the person he came with. Oh, I'm sorry. People talking so much during the movie and trying to be funny that my friend and I ended up leaving. That's unfortunate, man. And let me tell you about that. I'll fill you in. Whenever you have a problem with somebody that's just being that rude, I'm going to give you a little insight about myself. I live in Texas. So if you know anything about Texas, you know people in Texas like to carry certain types of weapons. So when it comes to a situation like that, go get a manager, go get security, not a regular worker. They're usually just some teenager who don't care, just trying to collect the check. Nothing wrong with that. Get somebody with some authority is all I'm saying. You know, because we shouldn't have to put up with that. Here's another similar situation. This one comes from IG user the movie reviewer, the_movie_reviewer_. Ah, he even named the movie Mockingjay Part 2. A group of teenage girls just couldn't stop talking. Another example. Manager, security, shut the hell up. Watch the movie. Here's one from Film Fae. That's one word, film, F-A-E. This one is quite simple. Ooh, another movie name, Deep Blue Sea. she said a bunch of men started swinging on each other. The cops were called and missed 25 minutes of the movie because of the fight. That is unfortunately. Here is a universal one when it comes to rudeness. I actually experienced a little bit of this the other day. I went to go see The Photograph. Good movie, by the way. Here is one from Amudge. A-M-U-D-G-E. People on their cell phones and people trying to... still sit down while you are still seated. So, let's start with the second one. People coming in late to movies. Okay. There's two sides of a coin here. Some people run into unfortunate circumstances and can't help being late. But most people just operate that way. They like to leave at the last minute and arrive at the last minute. And walking past, turning on their cell phones, trying to find the seat number. Even in most modern theaters, the numbers are illuminated. But boy, I hate that. I'm with you on that one. So here is a couple that's going to segue, that I want to segue into each other. So Donna the Dead, Instagram user, Donna_THA_dead, D-E-A-D. People who are heavy perfume and cologne wearers. Understandable, totally understandable. So I got some great life advice when it comes to that from my father. He said, if you're going to wear cologne, nobody should smell you before you walk over to them. And they shouldn't smell you too long after you walk off. But unfortunately, we got people out here. Man, I've experienced grown ass men wearing Axe body spray, smelling like a... That's just terrible. But anyway, I don't want to be too rude. But that one I like to segue into a particular group of people like to partake in a certain activity. And this certain activity has a very loud and for most people recognizable smell. And if you're familiar with Cheech and Chong, you might know what this activity is. If you're familiar with Harold and Kumar, I'm talking about, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. No, let's not be stupid. Anyway, so, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, do this, a little toke of the smoking, come in and woo, we know what you've been doing before this movie. And sometimes this activity lends itself to certain type of behavior. This one is from Planet Bro. That's PlanitBro. And sometimes this, you know, activity leads into, you know, tripping out. Just being silly. But like I said, you want to just go get the manager. Kick him out. Enjoy your movie. And let's go to another one. So I got two here. Oh, man, this is funny. So I'm going to read the first one. This one is from Benkerem. That's B-E-N-K-E-R-E-M, one word. Somebody in the front row farting loud. And I'm going to take that one into another one from I Want That Retro. One word. Somebody purposely was farting nonstop. That's nasty. I'm sorry, you would have skipped the manager, skipped security. You would have caught a foot in the back of the head doing some of that ignorant stuff. Wow. And, whoa, here's one right here from Corpus Velox, or Corpus Velox, CORPUS_VELOX. My father started a fight at the theater. And she goes into detail with this one, saying that there was a gentleman in the movie theater who her father believed was eating too loud. So basically, her father started berating the guy about his weight and chased him out of the theater. Interesting. Oh, wow. And she said it's funny because she said her father started to fight toward the end of the movie and made a big scene. And she said the poor guy was just minding his own business. That's unfortunate. What are you going to do? But yeah, let's read off a couple of more. And that's the thing about, you know, going to movie theaters or going to see a movie. And I'm going to get into this later on about do people just usually stay at home because, you know, they don't want to deal with it. And I'm going to get in more detail about this, but the turnaround time or the turnover time is so short. People rather wait till the movie comes on video and enjoying in the comfortability of their own home. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to talk about streaming and original movies that are the quality of any movie that would get a theatrical release. It's a very interesting subject. Let's see. I got Hound of the Seven. That's Hound of the numerical number seven. People pulling out their cell phones and blinding me. Yeah, it's just the same old crap. That's the constant one. Is people texting, bringing out their cell phones. Ugh, terrible. And here's one from Everybody Loves Randy. One word. And he says, not really worse, but more eerie. I remember the audience stepping out of the theater. Nope, here we go. I remember the audience stepping out of the theater during Only the Brave because it started to smell like, wait for it, smoke. Wonder what kind of smoke was that? Fire smoke or another kind of smoke that I mentioned earlier? And here we are. These are very, very interesting experiences. And notice, like I said, the constant is cell phones. I have at least, I believe, read off three or four or more than that in total of people being loud, people being rude, people talking too much, people being loud. And this takes me to what I wanted to talk about. And we're going to combine this one into one category, the texting, the talking loud, and talking loud in the theater, talking loud on the phone. So technology is great. The advancements in technology. Like, I love buying movie theater tickets on my phone, being able to sit at home, buy it, and just walk right into the auditorium, just scan a QR code to go right in. Don't have to stand in line at the box office. And I want to talk about that later. Why do people still stand in lines at the box office? If you could just, there's so many easier ways to buy tickets. I went to the movies the other day and it was a long line at the box office. I'm like, man, then pull out your phone and just go right upstairs. But yeah, dude, does anybody out there still do that? Stand in line to buy a ticket? That's still a thing? I don't mean to sound a certain way, but hell, I'm taking advantage of this convenient way to make it a more pleasant experience to walk my butt right into the theater. But anyway, I'm talking about the texting in movie theaters, the talking and being rude. And I brought up a couple of times of just go get security, just go get the manager if it gets out of hand, if it gets too distracting. Because obviously, if the people are doing this, they're going to be, which is ironic to some degree, they're going to be sensitive to you telling them about it. They're not going to understand, you know, just given the mere fact that they're doing it. It's kind of unbelievable to me. And like I mentioned where I lived earlier, you never know what knucklehead is carrying something. And most likely, people don't like to be barked at. Even when they're just blatantly wrong, people are going to resist. It's just human nature. And it's crazy. You can't disconnect yourself from the outside world for an average of 2 hours. I can understand. Don't get me wrong. I can understand if it's an emergency. You know, and if it is an emergency, you're going to have to leave anyway. But if you're just chit-chatting through text, why are you even wasting your money bothering other people going to see a movie? What's the point? And you know what? It's not a certain age group that does this. I went to go see, I forget the name of the movie. Gerald Butler, however you say his name, the 300 guy. There was an older couple next to me, to the right of me. They were in there, had to be mid-60s. The older gentleman my ass, the older man was on his cell phone surfing Facebook. Like every 10 minutes, this is about a 2 hour and some change movie, he would just get on Facebook. He just couldn't disconnect. And it was unbelievable. I'm like, really? And I looked over my shoulders. And I'm like, really? Like, come on. If you can't disconnect to that degree, just wait till the movie comes on video. Yeah, the movie was Den of Thieves. Came out 2018. Den of Thieves. This extremely, and people like this dude obviously was, extremely rude, had his brightness up to 110. I'm talking like chunks of minutes at a time. This dude was 5 minutes, break out the phone, would be on it for 10 minutes. And could you even tell me the plot of the movie? Why are you here? This was like a 8:30 movie in a premium cinema. So you had to spend about $18 each on a ticket. Can someone explain that to me? It's just unbelievable. And there are some movie theater companies out there that just don't play that at all. One in particular, there's a movie theater company, Alamo Drafthouse. They will kick your ass out of there. Like Jazzy Jeff on Fresh Prince. They were right out the door. They do not play. I love Alamo Drafthouse. It's a movie theater company for people who love the movie theater experience. So, and a lot of movie theaters, I don't know if you noticed this, I mentioned get a manager or security. A lot of movie theaters don't use security. You'll probably, ever so often, you'll see one police officer standing around. But man, even on the weekend, it's kind of hard to not even see that. I don't know. But yeah, these, you know, etiquette in general is got to be at an all-time low with people. Like, oh my goodness. But I tell you what, I mentioned technology, advancements in technology. I love picking a seat in advance, choosing an assigned seat. I'm of the age of, I'm at the age where I could remember before there was assigned seating. Going back to the 90s or whatever. This was always an adventure in itself, where you had to get to the movie, especially if it were a big tentpole movie. You had to get there at least an hour to get a decent seat. Especially if you were traveling in groups, you were traveling with your buddies or your family. Woo! Because if you got there too late, it'd be like the bus scene in Forrest Gump. Can't sit here. This seat's taken. You have coats and boots and all types of stuff claiming seats in the movie theaters. I'm so glad that's done with. I love assigned seating. So yeah, that I look back at those days and, you know, people getting into fights and, oh, they're not here now. Well, you know what? I'm here, mother. You know what? I'm about to fight over this movie theater seat. Just silly stuff. So yeah, it's there's numerous things I'm definitely gonna cover down the line. I'm gonna bring in some special guests to discuss certain things. I'm to give you a little preview of stuff that we're gonna talk about. Hey, hire a babysitter. Let me take you take that back. So. For example, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie just recently came out. It's a family / kids movie. It's not going to be the most surprising thing that you see that 80% of the audience is children. Children to preteens to teenagers are going to be the bulk of the audience in a movie like Sonic the Hedgehog. PG movie. It's the target audience. But if you bring your toddler to Django Unchained, I think I got the right to complain. Not only is it an R-rated movie, it's a hard R Quentin Tarantino movie. Just, I understand you probably want to see this movie real bad. You're a Quentin Tarantino fan, you got all his movies. I understand that, but on opening weekend, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie, man. It's gonna be in theaters a while. Get a babysitter, come back next weekend. Or go while the baby's in daycare. You probably get off early and go on a Tuesday. It's $5. You really got to go to the movie that bad that you got to bring a toddler to this movie of this, you know, to a movie like this? Is it really that serious? You're probably not going to be able to enjoy the movie because the toddler is going to be crying throughout the whole movie. It's a long damn movie too. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, remember? That movie, how long was Django? 2 hours and almost 3 hours? Like, oh my goodness. But that's just an example of numerous other. Yeah, because I want to get into plenty. I want to get into the turnover from theatrical movies to video. Is that affecting how many people still go to movies? The streaming. Yeah, and just. Oh, and this one is a little cringy. We talk about the cleanliness of people in general. And I like the fact that a lot of movie theater seating is leather. Because cloth seating is just, I'm just over with it. It's a lot of, yeah, a lot of just nasty people. They leave stuff behind. And then you go sit, you know, you got these workers, they sweep up popcorn, they clean, they'll probably mop if they have to. You don't usually see that anymore, but they don't vacuum these cloth seats. And like, whoa, where I used to live is one of the top five cities that have that I don't want to just creep you out. There's a certain type of bug that clings to cloth material and is a real pain in the ass. And unfortunately, you know, I won't name. Well, if you follow my Instagram, you could probably guess what city I'm talking about. but I'm not going to just put my city out there like that. But it's a fact that this is one of, I'm sorry, top 10 cities that have a bed bug problem. I'm sorry. It's just a fact. So now we're going to get into plenty of other discussions about this topic. You know, the movie going experience, the movie theater going experience, movie theater etiquette. There's just so much to cover, but I definitely hope you enjoyed this little episode, giving you a taste of what's to come. But yeah, so, and let me know when I come back for the numerous parts of this topic. Would you rather stay at home, you know, chill? Would you wait 3 months? I believe movies go from, the turnover time is from theatrical to video, Blu-ray, DVD, can be as little as 3 months nowadays. I mentioned earlier that I'm of a certain age. Man, back in the, let's go mid-90s to late-90s, before DVD, back in the VHS days, man, the turnaround time was, can be up to a year from theatrical to video. So yeah, let me know that. Does it matter if you see a movie in theaters? You got a nice home theater at home? You just wait? But then we get into spoiler territory. You know, people spoil certain things that happen. You gotta see it in theaters because the social media age, people are inconsiderate, will spoil things for you. It's a lot to touch on, but we're definitely gonna swing back around to this in the weeks to come. But I want to thank you all for listening, and don't worry if I didn't answer your question from the IG story. I marked you down. We're definitely gonna circle back to that and get to you, so I didn't forget about you. But thank you all, as always. I appreciate it. And check out my Instagram at Sigmund Cinema. And until next time, be excellent to each other.